It was 2 years into our friendship before Kelly knew I had any musical talent whatsoever.
That's Wayne Hahn. Their new album, Loving You, gets started with a song featuring Autumn. That's what love is. From their project, Loving You. Amber Neyland Kistler talked about the title track of the project.
That song really talks about all of the creation that you see in front of you today and how even before all of that was created, God had you in mind and how important you are to Him.
That's Amber Neyland Kistler. Here are the Neylands with Loving You.
Long before there was gold in California, shining in the streets. Long before my hands reached down to shape the Rockies, you were in my dreams. And before I had even breathed the breath of life into the wind, and before you
here.
Loving You, the title track of the new album set to be released on August 30th. Kelly Neyland Clark said she has always had a song.
I remember Daddy teaching me, the rains came down and the sun came up. The rains came down and the sun came up. And the house upon the rock stood still. And that's the first thing that I ever remember in my childhood.
One of the songs on the new project is about that song she's always had.
The name of the song is Always Had a Song. And so for me, it started very young, and just we've been singing. That's really all we know, is singing, music, getting on a bus. And you know, I was so, and I'm gonna cry, I was so honored and privileged to sing with my dad for so many years. And he was just full of wisdom and a lot of musical wisdom. And I learned parts. I could hear parts from the beginning, but there's right parts and wrong parts, in my opinion. You know, you can sing it, but according to Daddy, you better sing it right.
That's Kelly Neyland Clark, and hear the Neylands with Always Had a Song.
When words aren't enough, friends can't be found, and life takes your breath away, oh, listen for the sound. Joy a dance, no matter the circumstance. We've always had a song to sing, always had a melody, always had words to write in the best and worst of times. We've always heard the
had a song, the Neylands.
Bill always teaches us, and I've passed this on to a lot of people. He said, we're singers. He said, and that's what we do. He said, when we're on a mountaintop experience, we sing. When we're in the valley experience, we sing. When we have a new child that's born to a family, we sing. When we see a precious loved one and we're there at the casket as they go on to heaven, we sing. We are singing people because we have a song.
That's Jason Clark. More with the Neelands' new album coming up, including a song they did with Joseph Habedank and the Gaither Vocal Band. And later on, we'll hear from Autumn. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor, Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to this morning's service at 10:30 a.m. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. We'll see you there at 10:30 a.m. at the Willow Valley UMC in beautiful downtown Ithaca.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
School is back. Drivers, slow down in school zones and watch for kids at crosswalks. Let's make this year safe for everyone. This message is sponsored by Oakwood Fruit Farm, Cobison Bus Richland Center, Richland Electric Cooperative, and Riverdale Ag Service of Muscadet.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. We are sharing today the Neelands' new project called Loving You. These folks were so talented. Autumn is so talented. And nothing demonstrates that vocal talent like a good a cappella song. Perhaps you've seen the Neelands or Amber's husband, Nathan, singing in the Capitol Rotunda. It's so good. On their new project, they take on a classic, He Looked Beyond My Fault.
For it was grace that bought my liberty. why he came to love me so.
He looked beyond my fault and saw my need.
I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me.
Beyond My Fault, that's the Neelands. They do have a few special guests on the project. One of them is Joseph Habedank.
The Neelands have been friends for well over two decades, and they were recording a song that I wrote, me and Jason and Tony Wood, called Moses. We had actually written it probably 6 or 7 years ago, and they asked me to come in and sing on it with the vocal band. And you know, obviously it meant a lot to me then. It always means a lot when somebody asks you to sing on their record, but it means a lot more now.
That's Joseph Habedank, and he joins the vocal band and the Neelands on Moses.
Moses saw the hand. Moses saw the hand. Moses saw. But he longed to see his face. Baby Moses in the water, in the bulrush, Pharaoh's daughter. Growing up in the palace, being raised by a king. Little Moses, prince of Egypt, heard the captive cry for freedom. That yearning for deliverance that the Hebrew children sing. Brother Moses, with the shoes off, this is holy ground to stand on. How is this bush that's burning not consumed by the flame? Lamb's blood upon the doorpost and the angel passing over. Finally Pharaoh saying, take your people far away. Moses saw the hand, Moses saw the hand. Moses saw God's hand, but he longed to see his face. Oh, Moses saw the hand, Moses saw the hand. Moses saw God's hand, but he longed to see his face. Brother Moses at the Red Sea on the run from
passing through the walls of water, walking on dry ground.
A cloud by day to lead them, and a fire by night to guide them.
And hungry children feeding on the manna all around.
And Moses on the Mount Shekinah glory all around. Finger of the Maker carving words into the song. Serving lifted so the people could look up and find their healing. God stopped the sun from setting till the battle had been won. Moses saw the hand, Moses saw God's hand,
but he longed to see his face.
Well, Moses saw the hand, Moses saw God's hand, but he longed to see his face. He longed to see his face.
Just like the children, I've been delivered. I've had some red seas that I've walked.
The Neelands with the Gaither Vocal Band and Joseph Habedank. One of the songs on the project that will be a future single for the group, Jason Clark is passionate about.
It talks about a subject that's really, I don't think, has been written about in a song from the perspective of the cross.
Yeah, and the end of that first verse, it says, "If that doesn't sound like I love you, then hear what Calvary has to say." And the chorus says, "The cross must have whispered, and the spear must have shouted. The crown of thorns revealed what must be said. Though I love you wasn't spoken from the lips of the Savior, he said, I love you with three nails instead."
And you think about his words on the cross. Obviously, he just, a lot of times we can say I love you, but not show it. He showed it.
That's Jason and Amber, and here are the Neelands with Three Nails Instead.
From his glory he came down, God in flesh and bone. Set aside his royal crown for a lowly dusty robe. If that doesn't sound like I love you, then hear what Calvary has to say. The cross must have whispered, and the spear must have shouted. Yeah.
Hills instead. The Neelands from their project Loving You, set to be released on August 30th. We have more coming up in a moment as we remember the Neelands.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take-and-bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Hello, hello. We're 28 minutes, almost 29 minutes after 7 o'clock as you're listening to the Gospel Greats. Hope your day has been, or your weekend's been going well. And should be a nice way to end the weekend today. Not too hot, not too cold, although the next couple days looks like we may be seeing temperatures warming up just a bit, back up into the 80s. Also, coming up this week, Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club will be meeting, as they do the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. That'll be from 6:30 to 8. The meetings are held at Eagle School in Classroom 2. They're hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information on the Zoom link, you can call 604-7743. But as I was saying about the weather today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, clear, maybe some fog after midnight, lows around 50. And then sunny and warmer Monday, highs in the mid-80s. It is 42 degrees.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back to our tribute to the Neelands and the debut of their album coming out on August the 30th. The Neelands last year made a couple of appearances on The Family Feud with Steve Harvey. It gave them a lot of attention and exposed the gospel to people who may never hear about Southern gospel music.
A lot of social media folks from that world. I mean, like overnight, even one of the people at our record company called that follows all, they got a chart or something that they follow, and they said, I mean, y'all had a massive spike in Instagram, you know, like, I don't know, it was like an extra 10,000 followers, like in a few days, you know.
I will tell you that some of it was cut, and so one of the I thought the most meaningful thing to me was that Steve came out, and, you know, he... And we went through the whole thing, and he just stopped. And you didn't see this on the show, but he said, y'all, I just want to tell y'all, I was having a really bad day. He said, when I say bad day, I was having a terrible day. And he said, this family touched my heart. And I thought, that's why we were there.
That's Kelly and Jason, and here are the Neelands with Hand of an Unseen God.
There's a power moving, I can feel it, river flooding over me. It's the presence of the God of comfort, and he's here like he said he would be in my weeping and rejoicing when my world is good. To the broken, close as the whisper of his name. Even in this place where I'm standing, in the joy and the pain, I can say in my weeping and rejoice.
unseen God, the Nealands. When we were interviewing this year at Gaither's Family Fest, I asked Kelly if she had any new adventures on their farm to tell me about. Amber jumped in to announce.
Mom has this dumb bird app.
I do have a bird.
I don't know when this started. I literally, like, we've hit another level of old when we have a bird app.
Oh, my goodness.
Because we were going through, where were we at when you got out your bird app? And I was embarrassed. Like, she's holding out her phone.
She's doing it at the baseball game. They're flying over, and she's holding up her phone.
No, I also do it on TV because there's when YouTube pauses, sometimes it'll play this bird, these birds, and I wanted to see if they were real. And they aren't. It doesn't give me a bird on that. But anyway, I have this bird app, and I go outside, and I just turn on the app, and it tells me every bird around our farm. It's really kind of neat.
She was one of a kind, Kelly Neyland Clark. Here are the Neylands with what will definitely be a radio single from the album, God Won't.
People can know where you came from, mistakes that you've made, the damage you've done. Count every wrong and decide that you've gone too far.
The Neylands. Their current radio single is called There's a Hole in the Heart. Jason Clark talks about hearing the song for the first time.
We were at Gaither Studios last year doing a private screening of a film that's going to be released called Reagan, starring Dennis Quaid as President Reagan. And we were there in Bill's office just kind of talking. Of course, Bill, if you spend any time with him, you're going to talk about songs. And he says, I've just written a new lyric and I want you kids to listen to it. So he pulls out this little demo that was made by Larry Gatlin. And Larry had traveled with the Gaithers that previous weekend and they had co-written this song together. And he began to just play it for me. It wasn't even finished. It was kind of a broken demo. They were just kind of working it out. And immediately I said, Bill, are you guys cutting this? He said, well, we've already cut our songs for the year. I said, well, if you'll give it to us, we want it. He goes, oh yeah, that's what I was playing it for. It says there's a hole in the heart of this country. There's a whole lot of empty going on. There's a whole lot of fears, a whole lot of tears. Somewhere along the way, we've lost our song. But let us stand on the rock of the ages. Let us shine like the city on a hill. For there's a hole in the heart of America that only God can fill. And it's a timely, timely song. And truly, not just America, but the entire world, there's a God-sized hole that only he can fill.
That's Jason Clark, and here are the Neylands with There's a Hole in the Heart.
There's a hole. Tears.
There's a Hole in the Heart. It's from their new album, Loving You, said to be released on August 30th. In just a moment, we'll wrap up with some comments from Autumn Neyland Streetman and one of the most iconic Neyland songs in history.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. The events of July 26th and the tragic plane crash. We don't understand, but we do know that God is faithful, that Jason, Kelly, Amber, Nathan, Melody, Larry, and Melissa are with him. We do know that Autumn, her husband Jamie, and the baby boy due in December remain. Autumn's family chain has been broken, but someday it will be put back together.
Even though my heart is breaking and tears flood my eyes, I do believe that God gives us something that's worth trusting, and that is Him and Him alone. In a matter of 3 minutes, my entire life changed. My precious family, my friends, my livelihood, gone with no warning. Our sweet baby boy coming in December will never know his family on this side of heaven, and I have so many questions, so few answers. I ask myself, am I going to trust God that He has a plan for my life, or am I going to blame Him for taking my family away from me? Every day I've asked God why this happened. Then I'm reminded that He told us, in this world, we would have trouble. So I changed my why into, then what now, God? How do you get the glory in the midst of this tragedy? My choice is to trust Him fully. I know that He's in control and can see what we don't, but I'd sure love it if He just let me in on it. But for now, I'll look forward to the promise of heaven, a place of joy, beauty, peace, and happiness that will never end. Where there's no sin, no sorrow or pain, no disagreements or disappointments, we will all know perfect joy. And my family is experiencing all of that right now. So until I make it there, I'll keep going. God has entrusted me with a legacy to carry on, and I will seek His will and guidance. I promised my family, as the lyrics to the last song my mom ever recorded on our unreleased album say, I'll always have a song to sing. Heavenly Father, please bless my loved ones today. Thank you for those who have loved and supported us through this tragedy. Bless those who will keep walking with us down this unknown, difficult path ahead. I trust you, Lord, and I'm thankful that you are with us all. Amen.
My closest friends have moved to heaven. They have broken.
Family Chain. At the homegoing services, Pastor Billy Woods encouraged ongoing support for Autumn, Jamie, Todd, the Clarks, the Kisslers, the Hodges, the Haneys, and all of the family.
When we leave here, life will get back to normal for many, but for some, it'll never be normal again. So ask the Lord to use you in the way that He has. If you've prayed for Him, keep praying. If you've contacted Him, keep ministering to Him in however way you can. Be there for them.
Pastor Woods reminded everyone that in the morning of death, we celebrate the life of Christ.
We have to celebrate the life of Jesus today, because apart from celebrating Jesus, we don't have a life of Kelly or Jason or Nathan or Amber to be able to celebrate. We would stand here today as no hope. We would stand here today with no mission to be able to tell people that, hey, we can see them again. It would be all loss. It would be all heartache. And while it is loss and while it is heartache, I don't speak to you today by somebody who is wondering where they're at, wondering whether I'll see them again, wondering if they're okay. They're okay, friends. And they've been okay.
Our friends, the Neelands, God never left them. And they are present with Him, now joining the chorus of saints around the throne of God.
Forever raised. It's exciting to think about. I'm going where the soul never dies, because that's going to be a place where there's no more heartache, no more pain, no more tears, no more dying. It's going to be joyous and happy. So I think that's one of the lyrics that just really brightens my soul. I'm going to be there where the soul never dies, singing forever about the one who died for me.
Songs of praise on that heavenly shore.